Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, October 23rd, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride, and a wild ride it is, to be sure. And it gets wilder all the time. We'll talk more about that here shortly. But I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be, and as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chatango.com for interesting and lively discussion. There are some files that are supposed to be declassified this year. Remember last year, the CIA thought it had lost a bunch of stuff that apparently it hadn't lost. And this is the year that certain files are supposed to be declassified. But what confidence do we have that anything of value and merit, anything substantive that would lead to any kind of real knowledge of the events of that fateful morning, what confidence do we have that anything of value will be released? Because the National Archives have until this Thursday to release in full all classified documents pertaining to the JFK assassination. And the release is expected to include more than 3,000 documents from the FBI, the CIA, and Justice Department that have never been seen by the public, and more than 30,000 that have been previously released, but with redaction. Some heavily redacted, obviously, that you've seen. I'm sure there are some pages that are essentially entirely redacted. The page is released, but it's a black page with a white border, essentially, is what it is in many cases. So 30,000 that have been previously redacted. And so what do we need to know about this? Because we've been down this road before, and this isn't our first rodeo as Americans in an officially sanctioned deep state era, because my position on the deep state is that we formalized it. We formalized the fourth branch, the administrative fourth branch of the federal government, when Congress passed the Administrative Procedure Act in 1946. The following year, Congress passed the National Security Act, the NSA, which gave us all kinds of unsavory institutions. The National Military Establishment, which became known as the Department of Defense, the CIA, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and all kinds of other fun stuff. So we have this formalization of the deep state essentially now, or the deep state apparatus in those two institutions essentially. And of course there are the actors, as folks say these days. Everyone's an actor, a state or a non-state actor now, because the whole world, all the world is a stage, right? It's all just good theater. But what do we need to know about what's about to be released? Well, fortunately, good folks do good work. And I think the real news is largely in alternative circles and from alternative sources. A lot of that is some of the YouTube videos that you can find, as difficult as they're getting these days to find. And they're getting more and more difficult. I don't know about you, but I've noticed a real throttling of even search results in all of the mainstream search engines, Google, Yahoo, Bing, etc. But we can still find certain things that are of value. So one of those is Dan Dick's video over at Press for Truth that he made a couple of days ago titled "The Truth About the JFK Files." Listen to this.
I'd like some legal representation. These police officers have not allowed me to have any. I don't know what this is all about.
Kill the president.
No, sir, I didn't. People keep asking me that.
Sir? You shoot the president?
I work in that building.
Were you in the building at the time?
Naturally, if I work in that building, yes, sir.
Back up, man. Did you shoot the president?
No, they're taking me in because of the fact that I lived in Missouri. I'm just a patsy.
Did you shoot the president?
This morning on Twitter, Donald Trump tweeted a highly anticipated announcement about the release of classified documents pertaining to the JFK assassination. He says, "Subject to the receipt of further information, I will be allowing, as president, the long blocked and classified JFK files to be opened. The National Archives now have until Thursday to disclose the remaining files related to Kennedy's assassination. The release is expected to include more than 3,000 documents from the FBI, the CIA, and the Justice Department that have never been seen by the public, and more than 30,000 that have been previously released but with redactions. The reason why this is happening now is because it was in 1992 that Congress mandated that all assassination documents relating to this case be released within 25 years, which brings us up to this current deadline of this Thursday, the 26th of October, 2017. So the question now is this going to be a full disclosure, or are we talking about more declassified documents that look like this? Well, that, of course, all depends on who you talk to, as some outlets are saying it's likely that he will block the release of some of the files, while others are saying that he will allow the release of all the classified JFK files. But all of these outlets are forgetting about a little thing called the limited hangout, and in my opinion, that's exactly what this is. According to Victor Marchetti of the Central Intelligence Agency, a limited hangout can be defined as, quote, spy jargon for a favorite and frequently used gimmick of the clandestine professionals. When their veil of secrecy is shredded and they can no longer rely on a phony cover story to misinform the public, they resort to admitting, sometimes even volunteering, some of the truth while still managing to withhold the key and damaging facts in the case. The public, however, is usually so intrigued by the new information that it never thinks to pursue the matter further. Remember the missing 28 pages of the 9/11 report that, when released, was going to blow the lid on the whole conspiracy and expose 9/11? Well, what do you think happened there? No significant smoking gun piece of evidence was found, and instead, the focus started to shift towards Saudi Arabian involvement instead of focusing and putting the blame on the true and ultimate culprits. Those who boast about being the tip of the spear in the alternative media went from calling 9/11 an inside job to a Saudi Arabian job. And lo and behold, that ace up their sleeve, the missing 28 pages, ultimately served the purposes of those who we thought didn't want this information released. And it's the same with the remaining classified JFK files. If you are reading into those documents this week, it's because the FBI, the CIA, and the Justice Department want that to happen. And the fact is, this looks good on Trump. He has every reason in the world to use this 1992 congressional decision, which he had nothing to do with, as a means to gain more support and popularity. Trump has already fueled conspiracy theories on this matter by talking on national television about a photo that was published by the oh-so-credible National Enquirer that Ted Cruz's father was seen handing out anti-Castro pamphlets with Lee Harvey Oswald. So Trump has used JFK assassination conspiracies to his advantage before, and with the green light from the deep state, they're going to do it again with this limited hangout, also known as the classified JFK files. Let me know what you think. Is there going to be any significant information, any little golden nuggets in there, or dare I say, a smoking gun piece of evidence that will be revealed? Or will this ultimately serve as a distraction, shifting the blame away from the deep state and onto their political enemy? I'll leave you today with these powerful words that were spoken by President Kennedy in a speech that he gave just before he died, which should give you a pretty good clue as to who is in control of the official narrative.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment.
So there you go. That's Dan Dix, Press for Truth, over on YouTube, his YouTube video. Again, titled "The Truth About the Classified JFK Files," and I think he's absolutely right. It's. I mean, come on. Does anyone really believe that anything of merit will come to light? Will we learn that it was really George H.W. Bush there that morning and other key players and the CIA conspired the way that most people speculate is the case? The official story is utterly absurd. And so we'll see. But I am not confident that anything of value or merit will come to light. So that's that. I think Dan Dix put it about as well as could be said as far as the JFK assassination is concerned. And I think it's interesting. If you look around, you will find nothing on the subject of Darwin Payne. You know how we talked about Darwin Payne, good old Darwin Payne? And I mentioned the book. Still need to grab that. I need to pull that out. But, you know, the book is titled Initiative in Energy, The Story of Dresser Industries. And Dresser Industries is sort of a precursor of Halliburton. And I mentioned the excerpt in the book where Payne writes about the Yale Skull and Bones contingent that ends up running Dresser. And it's four buddies from Yale that really don't have any experience in this industry. But, you know, that doesn't matter because they're a bunch of good old boys from the Ivy League Pirates Club. And so, you know, they're going to run this company that becomes Halliburton and one of the largest defense contractors in the world. The company that Dick Cheney nods to and says, hey, you know, could you guys do a study about the impact of private military contractors in Iraq specifically? And lo and behold, that study is used as a surreptitious pretext to the federal government officially doing that, using these private military contractors in Iraq and throughout the Middle East. And guess what? That's not a good idea. It never has been. It never will be. But now we've legitimized that too. So this is a company that's instrumental. Darwin Payne writes in Initiative in Energy, The Story of Dresser Industries, about this group of four skull and bonesmen, Ivy League pirates, who he says, you know, this is a secretive group, and if you aren't in it, you don't know about it. So then how does he know about it? How does he write about it? And I mentioned, and it's interesting, you won't find Darwin Payne's name mentioned anywhere in the assassination of JFK. Yet he was the guy, the new guy, who just happened to be as of, I think, June 1963, a young reporter, the new guy at the Dallas Times Herald. He was a correspondent as of June. And guess what? Kennedy's trip to Dallas was planned around that time, shortly before. I think May was when it was officially planned. It wasn't announced to the public until I think September. But Darwin Payne was a new guy, a new reporter, correspondent at the Dallas Times Herald. And he was the guy who just happened to interview Abraham Zapruder. He's the guy who just happens to have Abraham Zapruder's personal notes to this day. He was the guy who just happened to be there on that Saturday, the following Saturday, Saturday, November 23rd, 1963. We played the clip. I created this clip on C-SPAN. We should play it again. Of Darwin Payne saying, yeah, I remember that Saturday. It was a busy day, and the press was asking Police Chief Curry what was going to happen. You know, when are they going to transfer Oswald? And the chief says, well, if you guys show up at 11 tomorrow morning, Sunday, you won't miss anything. In other words, Lee Harvey Oswald wouldn't be transferred until at least 11, after 11 a.m. I think it was 10, actually. He said 10 a.m. But the point is, it was a telegraphing, essentially. And so Darwin Payne happened to be there, and he happened to be the guy that was allegedly following some bogus story that no one knows about. Tom Brokaw's going to break a story about some guy that no one knows about, and so I got to find out about this. And I called the night chief, essentially. They didn't know anything about this weird story that is probably entirely fabricated. And so he called Chief Curry at his home, who was sort of delirious, apparently, and somewhat unresponsive, and just happened to tie up Chief Curry's phone so that the sheriff couldn't get a message to Chief Curry that they needed to transfer Oswald ASAP on the word that there was an assassination plot. He might be assassinated if they waited to transfer him at the appointed time. And guess what? Lo and behold, Lee Harvey Oswald was assassinated shortly after, not long after, the telegraphed appointed time that he was to be transferred. And Darwin Payne just happens to be kind of instrumental in all of this. And as I said before, you know, maybe someone should tell him that he should change his name to Forrest Gump, because he just happens to be in the right place at the right time. It's amazing. And somehow he just happens to be able to write this book, Initiative and Energy, that essentially speaks to this secretive club that no one knows about, except somehow he knows. So is he a member? He never speaks to that. But he talks about this company, Dresser Industries, 100-year-old company, by the time he writes the book. And a company no one's ever heard of becomes Halliburton. Anyway, nothing like that will come out. Who's ever heard of Darwin Payne? Stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back. Things are getting crazy, and they're getting crazy fast. You know, if you doubt that, there are a number of YouTube channels you can check out. High Impact Flicks is a good one. Justin Bryant was on this broadcast last Friday. That was fantastic. I really enjoyed that. Just incredible things. It's interesting, you know, it's encouraging to see folks that understand. One of the controversial channels out there, not really though, that I think is a good illustration of this is Richie from Boston's channel on YouTube. And not really controversial, but it's interesting. You know, you look at the image that is featured at the top of, what is that, the cover image on his Facebook page, which is just a backup basically for what he does on YouTube, which is fantastic. I think that image really says it all. I don't remember exactly what it says, so I'm looking, but essentially, where is that? Yeah, the cover image says, I'm not an alien from outer space. I'm a demonic fallen angel. I'm not extraterrestrial. I'm interdimensional. No, I don't come in peace. I come in the name of Satan, and my purpose is to deceive, harm, and destroy you. Exactly. And this is you know, getting back to the point about Genesis 6 and 11, as I say, I mean, this is where we're headed, and this is how things are getting strange. If you, you know, as I said, feel free to just watch some of Richie's latest videos. I mean, that's some interesting stuff. Some of the titles, Biblical Proofs, and They Are Hidden. The Playboy Transgender Centerfold is an interesting story, interesting as in bizarre and really not even stomachable. And that's not the first time. Obviously, you know, you learn if you do some research in that Playboy has been doing that since at least 1981, which is very disturbing. But this is, as far as I know, the first time a centerfold has been featured, which is just bizarre and getting stranger all the time. On the road to transhumanism, obviously, and then from there, posthumanism. I used to say, and I'll just say this, I used to say when I was pressed, you know, when do you think Jesus is returning? And I would say, you know, and most folks that don't really read what bad guys write would probably say any time now, any day now. Obviously, the Bible tells us that no one knows the hour, not even the Son. No one knows but the Father. So no one knows. I don't know. But if I had to guess, because we're supposed to know the signs of the times and the times of the signs, so to speak, even Jesus encouraged us to do that. So admonished, perhaps, even, you might say. So if that's the case, you know, some idea of what's going on, some awareness is in order. And so I used to say about 100 years, because if you read what guys like Ray Kurzweil write, for example, I would think that. But with the advent of AI and the way that it is accelerating development, I don't know. It could be a lot sooner than that. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did.
clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
I'll leave you today with these powerful words that were spoken by President Kennedy in a speech that he gave just before he died, which should give you a pretty good clue as to who is in control of the official narrative.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment.
There you go. Says it all, doesn't it? These are strange times, I tell you. All of the former presidents unite in hurricane relief nonsense, the efforts. It's interesting. You know, all we can talk about is crisis these days. I've mentioned when let's just kind of go through some stuff right now. When Justin Bryant was on this broadcast last week, again, the creator of Just Incredible Things YouTube channel, which is fantastic, we talked about a number of things, not the least of which was Richard Spencer's appearance at University of Florida in Gainesville and what kind of a mess that caused. And it's difficult to argue, knowing especially what happens wherever he shows up. And no offense to Richard Spencer in particular, but with, you know, for anyone with any kind of sense, it's difficult to argue that it's not an entirely staged, orchestrated promotion of civil insurrection in a similar way that and speaking of channels, you know, we had to play the one of the latest examples of this kind of nonsense as demonstrated by Brian over at High Impact Flicks. Brian did a great video on the hypocrisy and the absolute just fallacious nature of this argument of YouTube standards in attacking certain folks that want to tell the truth. And it's interesting, you know, just to kind of tie a couple of things loosely together. I mentioned Richie from Boston in the last segment. Speaking of Richie from Boston, I woke up this morning to what I call the Operation Solar Shield Ice Cream Sky. You know, I talked about the ice cream sky. You know, when you eat a bowl of ice cream, there's that bit of liquid ice cream in the bottom of the bowl, and you can see the bottom of the bowl through the ice cream, but it's not entirely visible. It has that little ice cream coating on it. And that's, you know, Richie from Boston has talked about Operation Solar Shield. If we hear guys like Dr. Michio Kaku on CBS talking about how experimentation with the weather is something that is possible. It may be possible. There is a YouTube playlist on my channel that I have a number of videos, some of Dr. Michio Kaku's appearances on mainstream news, CBS in particular, CBS News, CBS This Morning. I will post a link to that. Geoengineering. Oops, I was going to post the JFK video that Dan Dix did, but let's see. Geoengineering playlist. Unbelievable. So I'll post this in the chat area. You've seen this stuff, you know. Maybe we'll play one of these videos or something. But so Richie from Boston is one of the guys that talks about this kind of stuff. And he has a fairly new video, Harp is Old Technology. That's a great video. And some other fun stuff. I like, speaking of kind of tying these things together, what I was going to say is Richie from Boston did a video, I think yesterday, titled Time to Pull the Curtain Back. Time to pull back the curtain on the professional truther, quote unquote, which is interesting. And I would just point out there are certain folks that have millions and millions of views that never seem to get attacked. I mean, it's kind of on the order of BET publishing Master Mason Marshall Mathers' The Storm video. You know, Donald Trump, and he did the same thing last year about this time. This never gets attacked. This doesn't get demonetized. And Brian, the creator of the High Impact Flicks channel, did a great video on that. And basically pointed out the absolute contradiction, the hypocrisy of BET publishing this video by Marshall Mathers, the Master Mason. 35 million views so far, and it's premier advertising. It's not even opt-in. It's, you know, that premier next-level advertising. Advertising Charmin, because, you know, that's pretty much where that video is going to end up, which is inappropriate, I realize, but so that's okay. That's okay. And BET, I'm sure, you know, if it were you or I that created a video like that, that was that inflammatory in a positive way, not inciting civil insurrection or promoting civil insurrection as YouTube does, in many cases, this being one, we would probably be flagged by the YouTube heroes. I want to be a YouTube hero. I want to flag some of these videos and maybe applaud some of the others. But of course, not BET and not Marshall Mathers for his offensive content. And, you know, that you would think is not suitable for all advertisers, but no. As Brian over at High Impact Flicks pointed out, and he waited, as he said, you know, almost 2 weeks, more than 10 days, I think 11 actually. 10 or 11 days before he published a video and said, look, this is interesting. You know, now it's up to 35 million views. Apparently that's okay. But to say, hey, you know, I have some questions about Las Vegas. Oh no, that's definitely not appropriate for all advertisers. To point out that the Las Vegas coroner's office is on lockdown, and there are police guards guarding the Las Vegas coroner's office on two sides, four guards on, you know, two on each side guarding the Las Vegas coroner's office. That's weird to point that out and to just say, you know, that's strange when, what was it? The Reno house that was allegedly owned by the alleged shooter, in the Las Vegas incident on October 1st was broken into through the front door. And that's weird because it wasn't guarded. So to point out that controversy, that's definitely not appropriate for all advertisers, is it? But you can be Marshall Mathers and be profane and talk about violence against the president, and that's just perfectly fine, right? Which reminds one of Madonna saying, yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. But that, you know, that's okay. Madonna can say that. Eminem can say these things. But to ask questions, well, that's just not appropriate. So people are asking legitimate questions, and as Richie from Boston points out in his Time to Pull Back the Curtain on the Professional Truther, quote-unquote, video, it's interesting how certain channels get demonetized, get flagged, get shut down. I mentioned the playlist that I created, and I wonder how long it's going to be until I don't have the other. I think maybe it's already gone. I created another playlist for Las Vegas. Okay, so far, I'll post a link to this in the chat area too. 2017 Las Vegas shooting take two. I mentioned this, and that playlist hasn't disappeared yet. 567 videos at last count. We'll see how long that playlist lasts. So we'll talk a little bit about Las Vegas. This is just kind of a general rant. Things are getting crazy. Folks are doing some great work looking a little closer at the fires, Santa Rosa in particular. Have you seen the mainstream footage? Is bizarre. These are strange times. Getting back to what I was going to say, I posted a link to the redo of the playlist. Remember I mentioned a couple of weeks ago I had a playlist that disappeared on YouTube. So certain folks, you know, I mean, just having a playlist, how is that a problem? How is that offensive? It doesn't take up any space. There are no videos that I created that are a problem, yet somehow it just magically got deleted, and it's not the only one. The list that I created, the first one, we'll see how long the second one lasts. But to ask real questions, well, that's just not acceptable. So at last check, the Las Vegas Metro PD public information officer, the last announcement, media attending the 11 a.m. press conference are asked to arrive early for setup. Media room will be open at 10:15. Just prior to that, all media attending must show credentials. That was controversial because the public was previously open or welcome to these press conferences. That one, of course, not. The last on the Friday the 13th. And it's interesting, in all the press conferences and all of the statements, you know, there has been a big outpouring of support for the fallen LVMPD officer Charleston Hartfield, which is understandable. And there has been a great deal of information put out about where people can recover property that was left at the Route 91 Harvest Festival. Here's where you can recover. But what about the investigation? You know, we're supposed to believe everything that comes out of the these press conferences is believable, yet the timeline changes in a major way. Ellen says that Jesus Campos is a hero, but That was the previous timeline, Ellen. How can you say he's a hero and he saved lots of lives when the shooting didn't start until apparently he showed up? That's a very strange and provocative statement. We're supposed to believe everything they say, but the details continue to change and are fluid. And they don't want to talk about specifics, but they'll tell you where property can be recovered, which is weird. There are a number of videos that have been released recently about the fact that there were multiple shooters, it seems. A number of survivors, including Kimberly Sukumel, who passed away unexpectedly in her sleep, a 28-year-old young lady with epilepsy, just happens to not wake up one morning, which is odd. But speaking of Las Vegas, and I'll talk more about some of this week, I think some of the best evidence that there are real victims, and this is a real event, but I think it's entirely staged and fabricated. Some of the best evidence is lawsuits. And I think we should play there's an article, 8 News Now in Las Vegas published an article titled "Judge Grants Order to Stop MGM Resorts from Destroying Evidence." What? And that's an interesting, think about the title. Judge grants order to stop MGM Resorts from destroying evidence. I want to give you that video here in a second, but this is shocking. Real people. I talked about the lawsuits that are being filed last week. Folks are jumping on the bandwagon, and obviously there is a legal aspect to the narrative, as folks have conjectured, political pundits and some of the experts, so-called. Of course, there's a legal aspect to the narrative. If you're MGM Resorts, what your response was to events could be construed as negligence, especially the way the narrative has changed recently. And that was, of course, why, from a kind of overt standpoint, if we're presuming all things are disclosed, that was presumably why MGM issued a statement saying, wait a second, we're not quite in agreement with the LVMPD timeline change, because that would... What happened in those 6 minutes? There are, and there was a team, according to, I forget who it was at Mandalay Bay that said, one of the staff at Mandalay Bay, one of the leadership, I think, executive leadership, said that they had a team of police on scene. And again, that's something that has been reiterated. I think that was even mentioned in the LVMPD press statement. So who was on scene and for what? And if there's nothing happening within the 6 minutes between when Jesus Campos is shot and then firing on the crowd at Route 91 starts, well, of course, that's a problem. So then the timeline changes again to protect MGM. But what in the world is really going on? Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you. These days are ours. These days are ours. These days are ours.
Welcome back. Here's evidence that real people were really injured and that there is real malfeasance. Is there really only one attorney working on behalf of one victim, Rachel Shepard? Just one attorney? Or one team of attorneys, Brian Nettles and his group? Anyway, this is 8 News Now's coverage in Las Vegas of the matter at hand. Go ahead, please.
Into the shooting continues, as does the filing of lawsuits and hearings on the matter. MGM Resorts International says it's been saving everything connected to the Route 91 festival shooting. And this morning, a Clark County judge put that in writing. He approved a temporary restraining order requested by lawyers for shooting victim Rachel Shepard. 8 News Now reporter John Langler was in the court for the audience. For the arguments.
Attorney Brian Nettles presented it as a simple search for the truth.
This isn't simply about compensation. This is about answers.
He represents Rachel Shepard, who was shot 3 times in the Route 91 festival attack. She survived and is now at a California rehabilitation facility. Last week, Blanchard's lawyers sued MGM, Mandalay Bay, Live Nation, and others for damages connected to the shooting. They also filed for a temporary restraining order against MGM, so everything connected to the tragedy and the suspect would be preserved. Surveillance video, key card use, gambling records. Nettles wanted to ensure it was saved. He spoke after the hearing.
Our concern is that before the discovery period starts, that something bad could happen, that something could be altered, something could be destroyed. They said in court today that they're already looking at fixing that room or changing that room.
Back in court, lawyers for MGM Resorts International pushed back.
My clients take their discovery obligations very, very seriously, Your Honor.
Attorney Brad Bryan said the MGM has copies of everything given to law enforcement and pictures of the suspect's room. Bryan himself says he was in that room last night, and the broken windows and biohazard left behind has to be cleaned up.
What remains will be preserved, but it's frankly unsafe to keep it in its current condition.
In the end, a judge ruled in favor of the request, though both sides have to narrow it down. It marks the first legal dispute in what could be a long courtroom battle.
For my client and for this community, it will give them peace of mind. And that's what people need right now. They need peace of mind and they need answers.
John Langler, 8 News Now.
Attorneys for MGM Resorts declined an interview request after the hearing. Both sides are back in court on October 30th.
So stay tuned. Both sides are back in court on October 30th, which, of course, is next Monday. Should be interesting to see what happens, how that unfolds. And there are a couple of stories, one posted Friday the 13th and one posted 5 days later, October 18th, over at Tehachapi News, Tehachapi, California, which is apparently where this Rachel Shepard is from. And anyway, we'll talk more about that when we come back. Second hour coming up right after the short break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.